This week in our series, Power Struggle in the Maine Woods, we're reporting on the economics, the politics, and the environmental and human impacts of Central Maine Power's proposal to build a new transmission line through western Maine. The controversial project would bring hydroelectricity from Canada to serve Massachusetts consumers. Today, Maine Public's Fred Bever takes us to meet some of the people who live along the route of the proposed project and to find out why some support it while others are strongly opposed.
We begin in deep timber territory, 16 miles from the Canadian border. To get to the backwoods homestead where Dwayne Hansen started his family four decades ago, you have to snowmobile sometimes more than 8 miles in from the Spencer Road in Jackman. Eagles and other raptors patrol the air above, and the trail is crisscrossed by moose and deer tracks, lynx, bobcat. There's some recent evidence of a mountain lion visit.
You know, you'll get fresh snow, like after this storm. Everything will be moving.
Along a glacial esker that runs between Hansen's 60-acre parcel and his son's 100 acres is land that belongs to Central Maine Power. You can spot it because Hansen's posted a tin sign here, stenciled letters reading simply, CMP Power Line Corridor.
You see where that power line's crossing, it's all hackmatack. And the rabbits are in there big time.
Hansen's signs dot parts of the 53-mile stretch through which CMP hopes to cut down a swath of forest 150 feet wide to accommodate high-voltage transmission lines strung from towers as tall as 100 feet or more. In the warmth of his wood-heated, solar-powered house, Hansen says the power line poses an existential threat to the independent life he's carved out here, where he and his family have prospered by gardening, selling handmade baskets and knives, and hunting and fishing for the past 40 years.
The power line thing, that's going to affect all the animals and the fish and all big time. That's what I consider the worst part of it, is it's just going to destroy this whole area.
The debate over the CMP project is dividing communities along the corridor, particularly in the stretch from Jackman to Carrituck.
It has been not fun, that's for sure. Emotional, cantankerous.
About 20 miles south of Dwayne Hansen's off-the-grid homestead, businessman Joe Christopher owns an inn in West Forks at the confluence of the Dead and Kennebec Rivers. Christopher started out here as a rafting guide, then he opened his own rafting company. Eventually, he bought the Sugarloaf Inn.
We usually employ, some of them are part-time, some of them full-time, but over 150 river guides each year. So then you take restaurants and lodging facilities, and so it's over 225 W-2s easy.
He was part of a group of outdoors-oriented business owners and others who agreed to support the project after CMP offered millions of dollars in economic development incentives, including an agreement to build out the area's broadband infrastructure. Christopher says he respects CMP's right to develop its land here, which he describes as industrial forest. And bringing hydropower into New England, he says, should help drive down electricity rates in Maine.
If we flood the northeast region of the United States with renewable energy, the industrial rate of electricity will come down. We'll be able to take more advantage of those types of technologies, such as electric cars and otherwise. To me, that is the biggest global benefit and local economic development engine for the state of Maine.
The money that's being thrown out there, it looks pretty, but it's kind of a facade.
Liz Caruso was also first attracted to this area for the whitewater rafting. Now she's the first selectman in the town of Carrituck, just a few miles downstream from the Forks. She's a homeschool teacher, a mother. She and her husband are Maine guides.
We have snowmobile trails. We have hunting, fishing, swimming, boating, the cleanest body of water in the state. The Appalachian Trail comes right through here. We have hikers from all over the world. So people come here to get away from it all, for the beauty that you see when you're here. It's kind of like when you go down the street, it's a storybook.
Caruso's been a fierce opponent of the project in state regulatory hearings. She says the economic advantages touted by CMP are questionable at best, and even then.
How is that mitigating for raping our natural resources, for polluting our trout streams, for permanently devastating our Maine woods?
Yet as you move farther south from the part of the power line that would cut through standing forest to the 90-mile stretch that follows an existing corridor, some of the more prominent voices in the debate are supporters. Take Lewiston, where local officials say CMP's investment could add $250 million to the local tax base.
Lewiston actually has a relatively high tax rate, so this will really help right that ship.
The city's economic development director, Lincoln Jeffers, says the project would generate more than $5 million annually in new tax revenues. And Jeffers doesn't believe the project would unduly harm the North Woods. He notes that the Whitewater community actually depends on utilities like CMP.
I used to be a river guide. The irony is that the rafting industry would not exist in Maine but for a dam that holds that water back and is released throughout the season. I'm somewhat surprised at the opposition.
But back up in the Big Woods near the Canadian border, nearly 140 miles to the north, an emotional Dwayne Hansen says he gets very discouraged at times by what the future might hold.
There's nobody here to fight it. I just kind of, it just really upset. Sometimes I feel very angry, and then other times I just feel very sad because of what's happening and what could very well happen.
As soon as tomorrow, staffers at the Maine Public Utilities Commission will publish their opinion on what they think should happen. After that, permits for the project will be in the hands of utility and environmental regulators who could make their final decisions by May. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.
You can go online for a video of the people and places profiled here and others along the corridor at mainepublic.org/power. Tomorrow, Fred will conclude our series, Power Struggle in the Maine Woods, with a look at the politics swirling around the proposal in Augusta and beyond.